Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah is describing the Kohen Gadol going lifnei ulifnim. He went, he took the calf and the machna. He went first to the Pereches Chitzena, went through the two Pereches, went out of the Pereches Pnimis, and then he went to the Megia till he got to the place of the Arain. He went to the Makam Arain. And when he got to the Makam Arain, he put the machna down between the two Badim. And the Gemara explains that in Bayesheni, which that's what we're talking about, because otherwise you didn't have the two Pereches, but in Bayesheni, he put it in a place where the Arain would have been, with a place where the Badim would have been. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. He says, where was there a Chiyuv to do the Keteris? The only requirement we have, he says in the Pasuk, is Vehevim mi beis la Pereches. It has to be inside the Pereches. In other words, in the Kodesh HaKadosh, inside the Pereches. So Kubdais, if he would stop as soon as he got into the Kodesh Kodesh, he would stop right there, put down the Machta, put on the Keteris. Would it be Yitzhak Keteris? Gur Suri says yes. So this question is, so what's matter him going further? So Alamai will say, well, since he anyway has to go into the Kodesh Kodesh, so who says he can't go as far as he wants? So he has two problems with that. First of all, in Menachas Daf Chav Zayin, there's a Machlokes Tanaim there, Yehuda holds that if you go into the base Kodesh Kedashim, all you get is a lav. It's a lav deraisa. The other Machlokes of the Kodesh in base Lepereches, the base Lepereches is a lav. El Pnei HaKapayris, that's when it's Volyamis, that's when there's a Chiyuv Misa. So if you could get away with just doing a lav, and then you do a more Chamadika thing, you do a Chiyuv Misa, so that sounds like you went further than what the Torah allowed. So that's a lane. If a Torah says you have to go into the Kodesh Kedashim to do the Keteris, so say, once I'm there, what's the difference how far I go? Well, the Torah only said you could go into the Kodesh Kedashim, which is a lav. How do you know you could go to the base of Pereches, which is already B'misa? And even according to Rabbanan, both of them are B'misa, and Volyamis is going both on the base of Pereches and El Pnei HaKapayris. But still, he says, we have, let's say, by a Metzera that brings his Karbanis, till he finishes the Karbanis, he's now going to the Azar, Mechusi Kippurim is Asur Ba'azar, so Issacharis. But the Gemara says, if he holds Smicha, Sasham Metzera's derisa, he's allowed to go into the Azar to do Smicha, be derisa. But we don't allow him to go, because we're afraid he might go extra. So you see that, even though he's allowed to go into the Azar, he's not allowed to go extra, even though it's both Bekaris. Vayis says he can't do extra. So what's the pshat the Kayin Gadol? He only has to go into the Kodesh Kedashim, and he could go extra, he could go until the Makam Bein HaAron, as a effect, the Gevurah Sivi Akash, and he blives Shver. So the Biskarov says that the Rambam is Mavur, that he has to do the Keteris Lefnei HaAron. The Rambam's Lashon is, in Pir Shmuel Lam Nechachamim, Shein Nesin HaKteris of the Kodesh Kedashim Lefnei HaAron, Shnev Venasin HaKteris HaLish Lefnei HaShem. So, you see the Makam, they see his Anach is incorrect, you have to do it Lefnei HaAron. And the Rambam is mashmitz a drasha from the pasuk. It says lefnei Hashem. What's lefnei Hashem? We already know the base of pareches. What's the pasuk being meisav lefnei Hashem to teach lefnei Arin? That's what the Biskarov says. The emphasis is the Kiryas Seif in a bit. He says a different makar. He says v'chisa anana kateris esakaperis means when you do the kateris, it has to immediately go on to the kaperis. They have to be lefnei Arin, otherwise the anana kateris won't go into the kaperis. And you can maybe being another makar, because the Ramban al Torah attaches the pasuk and one attached that says by the Keteris v'satu menu lefnei ha'edus. What does it mean v'satu menu lefnei ha'edus? It says by the Keteris when it says that you should make the Keteris v'satu menu lefnei ha'edus. What's lefnei ha'edus? You don't do lefnei ha'edus, you do the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So he says going on the Keteris of Yom Kippur, they have to do lefnei ha'arin. So that might be another makar. But al-Kapanim in the Rambam is mashmah that it has to talk be lefnei ha'arin. But on the Ikka Kasha of that if it could be done right away, and not only going further, Sir Beryl Salvechik said, the whole kash is not mukhrich. By Mitzayra, there's an issa to go into the Azar. It's nidche because of the smicha. Savada, the least you could do, that's what you're allowed to do. But here, it's not that the issa to go into the Kodesh Hashem is nidche because of the Vayisim Kippurim. The issa wasn't said by Vayisim Kippurim. The issa was, this is the mitzvah sebekach. Vayisim Kippurim is not where the issa was said. And Memela, who says he can't go in further? And then this is, I heard Mamre such a shtickle from Reb Shneir. He said that you look in the Psukim, it doesn't say that there's a chiyav avayda of Keteris and Dam And the Mela, because of that, you have to go into the Lefnei Lefnim. Fakarit. It says you can't call Lefnei Lefnim except Bezayis Yavayin HaLakadosh. It sounds like Fakarit. The main thing is to get Aaron to go Lefnei Lefnim. How does he do it? The Ketayrus and the Dama Makshim to go Lefnei Lefnim. So if the Pshat is, Batsim will be asked to go Lefnei Lefnim. He's only going Lefnei Lefnim to do that Avodah. So then you might have a Kasha. He should minimize it as much as possible. But if Fakarit, the only reason why he's doing the Aveda is to go Lefnei Lefnim. But it's not the Pshat that he's going Lefnei Lefnim only to do the Aveda. He's doing the Aveda to go Lefnei Lefnim. So therefore the whole anach of the Gvur Sari that he has to minimize as much as possible is not Mokhich as a Taina Derbel Salavich.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.